I'm not about to mess the load on this thing. We do have things at church where our elders can listen at home too on there. But I tried to get to business with the Lord and go to pray. And honestly, I'm going to say I didn't come down here tonight to preach, but I didn't come down here not to tonight. We got to praying about coming this way. The Lord has some scripture on our heart. Don't know what we'd say or anything tonight. Might just read it. In fact, all the Lord wants me to do, I'll do that, Johnny, and then I'll sit down and it won't bother me a bit. I just want to do what God wants me to do. Like I say, I know you don't know me, a lot of you, but I said it at the church not long ago. It's not our place to judge one another, but the Lord does tell us to try the spirits and see if they be of God. And our prayer is tonight that we do our best to come down here with you and worship in spirit and in truth. If you would tonight, we'll turn over in the Bible, the Word of God, for just a minute, over in Samuel. First Samuel, I know it's familiar to you, and I say this at the church, and you'll hear me say that a lot. I say this at the church, but I there's some things I'll repeat a lot, and I mean to, because I feel that it's important. But I think we ought to be familiar with the Word of God. If we've been in the house of God for any time at all, He tells us and instructs us to study to show ourselves approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I don't know about y'all, but I'll just testify maybe for just a minute. But I reckon, as far as I know, Johnny, when it goes back when I was born, I'm pretty sure I come out hungry.
Yeah.
And I went to wanting my mom.
Yeah.
I went to wanting my mother, and I got to wanting to eat some things. And He tells us as newborn babes to desire the sincere milk of this word right here. And I know when I got saved, John Silver, I tell this all the time. When I got saved, brother, I was about 12 years old. And I'll tell my testimony everywhere I go, because I want people to quote it as good as I do. But when I got saved, I was 12 years old, and I got sick. And I laid at the house and just about died there. They had to get me up and bathe me. Had to do all kinds of things. My parents got out of church, and we hadn't went in a long time. But I'm going to tell you something about the Lord.
Hey,
He'll get to where you were at when those people go to praying. And I had a papa that loved me enough, so I no doubt he stayed on his knees of praying for his family. And I know the Word of God, I had saw it in that man's life, and I had heard it through him preaching. And it made its way to my house where I was at, and I got under conviction. And the Lord come by and got to dealing with me there. And just to shorten up the story a little bit, God got to dealing with me. And I got down bad sick, and they was getting ready. They thought I was a dying. My parents got to worrying, and they got to saying, "Son, you want somebody to come pray with you?" And I said, "I'd sure love it if they did." Hey, I'd go through seizures and couldn't even control myself. All kinds of things lost down to where they had to pick me up, bathe me, wash me, and all kinds of stuff, and take care of me. But I got down to a place where the Lord had been dealing with me for a long time, showed me I was lost and on my way to hell. And I tell you, I'm scared of that. I didn't want to have to leave here in this condition I was in. That same place you've been talking about, brother, called hell. I know when I left here at 12 years old, I know when I left here without Jesus that I was heading to a place called hell, and I didn't want to go there.
Bless you, Lord.
When Mom and Daddy come in there and said, "Would you like somebody to come pray with you?" I said, "I sure would." They said, "Who would you like to come?" I said, "Could you call Papaw?" And I'm not up here to preach Papaw and Mamaw to you tonight, neither. I'm up here to preach the people of God. Hey, that was a man that loved me enough to pray for me. It could have been a whole lot of other people. It just happened to be my papa.
Yeah.
Hey, but that night he come up there and he got down beside my bed. And he got to look me right in the eyes. And he said, "Son, do you know the Lord is your Savior?" And I said, "No, sir, I don't." He said, "Would you like to?" And the Spirit of the Lord had done been convicting my heart. And I said, "Yes, sir, I would." He got to telling me about a man named Jesus that gave his life for me on Calvary's cross. Hey, and he came and he took on him sin. Hey, and he became sin for me.
Bless
the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. He said, "Son, I can't save you." He said, "I'll stay with you as long as it takes. I'll be with you all night till in the morning." He said, "But you're going to have to call on him for yourself."
Yeah.
I didn't get up. I know a lot of people got certain ways and certain things they think have to be done. I'm going to tell you this. I think you have to be convicted. I think you have to see yourself lost. Yes, I think you have to open your heart. And I think you have to call on Him and believe with all that's in you that He's the Savior of all that's lost. And I think once that happens with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And I believe after that happens, that confession comes unto salvation. All I know is I leaned my head over on my pillow that night. There's a Jesus there that caught my head and not a pillow. I can tell you that tonight. Next time I opened my eyes and I was looking at Henry Rice, he said, "Son, is everything all right?" And I said, "He saved me." Little fella hadn't been out of bed in months on end. I'm going to tell you something. I got up skinny, wasn't wearing nothing but the drawers. Say, "Richie, you're not saved nothing like that." I'm going to tell you what, I got saved. All I wanted to do was come out from there and glorify God.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless your heart. I said, "All that to get around what I started talking about." And I come up from there at night. Nobody had to teach me love, no matter. Love moved in.
Yeah,
it did. We lived in a little bitty old trailer, and my room probably wasn't much wider, and this right here in the hallway was part of it. But probably most of us had campers a whole lot bigger than that.
Bless you, Lord.
I come up from there that night, and I had an uncle, a papa, a mom, and a daddy, and a sister. It was all friends in that little old bedroom. And I was climbing all over everybody. All I wanted to do was get around their necks. All I wanted to do was get the loving on people. And ever since I got saved, all I want to do is love on people. The preacher, sometimes the preaching gets a little hard. I'm going to tell you what, it's always love. Nobody had to teach me.
Amen.
I want that word. Nobody had to make me go to church anymore. I got saved on a Saturday night. We sang that song at church this morning. I thought my skin would get excited. I had to cry.
Yeah.
And they started looking for a little Saturday. I'm ready to get my feet. It was on Saturday. I want to get up every time. I still love to testify. I still love to talk about my salvation. It don't get old with me.
Amen.
I told you, let me testify for a minute. We desire to eat that.
Yes, sir.
We'll desire to get around the people of God.
Yeah, right.
I don't want nobody walking in darkness, and I don't want nobody going to hell. These people around tonight, I know you said, "Well, you may be a number tonight, and there's sickness and different things going on around here." I'm going to tell you what. That's what I'll play together tonight. I'll be speaking to tonight, and they're listening to them.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
They're listening to people getting up there, and they're telling them what they want to hear. Just to build up a number on the board.
Yeah.
They're telling them what they want to hear. Just to make sure them dollar signs grow to where they're checking out. To go on up.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. God didn't call me to preach for a dollar.
Bless the Lord.
God didn't save me in this. Hey, you said you couldn't remember my first name. I don't care if you remember my last name. Hey, I told them at the church, "You can take my name off the sign. All I want is Jesus to be glorified." It ain't about me. I can't save nobody. But through Him, all can come to this. It's like the chosen few. Don't you believe? Let Him come. I'll give you the rest of you.
Bless
you, Lord. I'll let you testify. Like I said, a lot of you don't know me. I want you to know me.
Bless
I want you to know the Spirit of the Lord. You know that? We don't know each other.
Yeah.
Had to bear witness.
Yes, sir.
It better.
You can't bear witness with somebody and say no.
John and Tracy, you look alike.
Can't help it. I look like my mom and dad. I can't help it.
John and John, I look like its father.
Amen.
I've got actions.
You've got actions like my family. You can't be away from it.
Yeah. I think the Lord's living in the meantime. We are like me.
Amen.
We can go and read this scripture. You just bear with me. Now, like I say, I know this is familiar. I hope this water's familiar. Yeah. 17th chapter, if I didn't say that, I'm sorry. 1 Samuel. Like I say, no, we sing this familiar. Lord just had this on her heart. Like I say, we'll read a little bit here, and if the Lord tells us to sit down, we will. He says, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shoco, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shoco and Azekah and Ephesidim, and Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servant to Saul, choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of Ephrathite, of Bethlehem, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. I'll stop reading right there. We believe.
Lord
got to dealing with us on this scripture here a little bit, and we're thinking about this church,
thinking about where the Lord have us to go tonight.
And like I say, we may not say much at all, but I got to thinking on this, and I got to thinking just a little bit about David. And thinking how the Lord in this time right here, and thinking about the armies of Israel and how they were standing on one side of the valley and how the Philistines was on the other side. And I thought how that it said that the armies of God had set themselves in array out there. In other words, they had themselves in a defensive order as the way they were set up. And they were sitting there, and they were looking out at that enemy. And every time that giant came out, and every time that he would go to speaking them words, The Bible said that they were dismayed. In other words, they was afraid. They lost their courage, brother, when they got to hearing the words of this giant. And the Lord got to dealing with us and thinking on these things. And I thought about our churches today. I thought about the condition that a lot of us got in. Had a good brother come by this morning to preach homecoming at the church. And he got on a lot of some of the same thoughts that we've been having. Thought about how a lot of times we're sitting around in fear that the house of God, the children of God, hey, we're backed up on one side and we're listening to the enemy on the other. And we're scared to death about what we're hearing coming out of him. Hey, and we get to listen to them things. We get dismayed. We lose our courage. And we lose our ability to get in the fight for God. Take a whole lot of time. Seems like we've thought a lot about the church lately. We get to looking at all the obstacles. We get to looking at all the problems. We get to go ahead and debate with ourselves before we've ever gotten to
fight.
I've got this going on. I've got that going on. This is coming at me. That's coming at me. Nothing like over life when it goes around. You ever pictured what a mean-looking creature that man must have been? You ever pictured all that? The Bible goes through detail how he had himself on it. How he looked undefeatable. He looked like something that a man, there would be no way in this world that a man could handle and take that on and defeat it. He was a great giant. He was a great warrior. And as you read on over, he'd been a man of war for many years in his life. He'd already had all of Israel backed up with his words.
Amen.
He looked scary. He looked like somebody who looked more pain than
him.
And today in our life, we fight problems. They look tough. They look undefeatable. It looks like there ain't no way that we'd ever get through these things. I'm going to tell you something. The further I go in this way, I get to see more and more how I can't defeat them. I see more and more how they ain't no strength in me. They ain't no power in me. Hey, all of Israel was backed up. You know what they was looking for? They already been crying for a king. They already been crying for somebody to lead them when they got into battles. Hey, and their very leader was backed up and scared as they was. The man that was supposed to be leading them in the battle was over there as big a coward as they was. I'm afraid today, brother, we got men getting behind these pulpits. They're supposed to be preachers and pastors. Hey, there's a bigger coward than anybody in the house. Afraid to stand and preach the truth of the gospel and the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Bless you, Lord.
Because they'll get the message with these numbers. They're more greedy and filthy lucre than they are of having a desire to see children born into the house of God. Ain't a dollar ever saved nobody.
Never
will. But to preach the word of God has.
Bless the Lord.
That's what's going to happen. Saul was backed up over there. The Lord had done the anointed one that was going to be coming their way.
Bless you,
Jesus. I promise you this, church. They've come a new way the Lord showed this to me. I promise you this. You might have been backed up and scared for a while. You may be sitting on the other side listening to that guy running in there.
Bless you, God.
It can be a whole lot of different things, I promise you. It can be cancer. And they ain't got no cure for it. Well, I do. Jesus. But I'm going to tell you this. He didn't just come to cure this old flesh.
That's what we want out of everything. That's the most convention about the 5,000 get led over there. I'm going to tell you this. When he left them over there, they chased him down and wanted to make him king over there. After he had fed the multitude, all they wanted was to keep getting the flesh fed. But he told them some words over there that they said was a hard saying. Who can hear it? He said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you'll in no wise inherit this. We want the natural the whole time.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I heard some good testimony. I don't know what's on there, but I don't know what we're
doing. Bless the Lord.
I ain't got a man to be a man worthy of it. But I'm going to tell you what you got one brother.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you what. I've wrecked some fine houses down here. I've worked on some great houses, Johnny, and you have too. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You're going up there to where you can look over and say, my house is worth more than my neighbor's. You're looking for the wrong thing.
Amen.
He said, this earthly house of this tabernacle will be dissolved. I'm not a building, not made with hands.
I'm looking to lay aside this old shack, and I'll get my mansion.
A glorified body
likened unto his. Hey, this in here wears out
after a little bit of walking and preaching, but I've got one coming that'll be able to cry, holy, 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 for all eternity has been wore out.
But you were running rabbits, no light.
No, it was really good.
I'm a fan of you.
Mother, that's not really good.
Yeah. You had a confidence about him. They didn't know about him no longer.
It's their own king.
And you imagine I'm just going to blow down for you. I'm a fool. Five four fella, I'm young. You picked something up, I'll try to pick two of them up. That's just the way I am, I'll just be honest with you.
I can't imagine a man named Saul.
Sitting with him, say, here, just put my hand on him. I couldn't imagine that. But he did.
Looking at that little old fella, in his mind, no doubt, thinking
he'd be good. Smooth.
He knew that enemy needed to be defeated, and Saul realized,
I can't do it. That little brother got something I ain't got. They ain't got to eat that way long and hate it, baby.
But at that moment, he was willing.
He's willing to make it go back for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you what we got to get, but we got to get willing to let Jesus fight for us.
We got to get willing.
You know what they had to do? That seems hard. They had to stand back and watch that little old red boat go up and get that guy.
You know where I was at when I was lost and on my way to hell?
I was standing on the other side of the valley listening to the blue guy. He didn't be scared of me. They wouldn't come on the scene. What was the time, Jonas? He didn't look like us to me. At the time, I thought, how am I going to believe in something I can't see? And defeat such a great giant that's been bothering me for so long.
Oh,
Jesus.
There's an enemy called death that's right on my heels.
Bless the Lord.
He said, son, just believe in me.
Sit back there and rest.
Here comes the whole army.
I know what you want. You ain't going to get enough of it just to say goodbye. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I need to take a look over. If you ever pay me, I need to send a child. I want to see what's going to happen.
No. And if I said he went in the room with me because he wasn't coming the way they punished him,
yeah. He came to visit something else.
Yep.
And that was really, really worse.
That's why we never messaged you.
That's the only way you go. Let's get back to the old man.
But someone said, you don't realize, son.
Well, you said, well, you don't realize. I didn't know what you
asked. He said, I've been out there working my sheep.
He said, I've been out there buying the same temple. It's the only way I can.
And when they turned on me, he says, he grabbed my baby. Mm-hmm. Slew me. So uncircumcised for this day.
And that's been a man I know we've heard it preached.
This is another college here. I'm afraid today there's a whole lot of our churches that's not what college is.
Amen. I don't think the church is going to be clear about my business. Amen.
I don't come down here to church. So I can profit in my bank account. No, that's not the cause of why I'm here tonight. You know, watching this new age generation of junk coming around. And it's catching your eye. There's a whole lot today that there's a call for. And I'm going to tell you what, the church will not survive. There's a whole lot of gatherings going on. And they're making a lot of business here before we got here. So we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take this back to the Spirit of Heaven.
Yeah, right.
I thought that day was when he went into this battle. And the Bible says he wasn't cursed. It talks about, though, I won't go back to this. It
talks about how he's putting himself up to the left. He's in the middle of the fight, but he's in the middle of the fight. 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 He's in the middle of the fight.
Why, they went through the motions. They brought the ark down there to it. They let out a big old shout. Boy, they sounded like they knew what they were doing. They did a bit more than they were doing. They did a bit more than they were doing. There's a lot today.
Pulling up the black book that they know. They walk in the church and put a piece to it.
They might get up and call, hoop, hot, and amen, and praise the Lord. They got a form of God.
Amen.
You say that because
they're
accepting
what
God
is.
They won't preach it. I don't know why I've got on that. I honestly don't think you got a man down here that's up to the mental.
Spirit, I don't think it's that way.
But I can't apologize if you're down here for the money. You're down here for the wrong thing.
I won't back up for it if it's me or nobody else.
But it seems very coming for me. For somebody, maybe.
But we need the truth to get fixed around here.
Good Lord.
Amen.
You know why they're thankful to get that word? Because they didn't believe in the God that had been doing it for them. How did it come out of the time of year?
You know why our churches ain't what they used to be?
Lord, know why you ain't got the windows open and the doors open and people piling in from the front and the back and the altar full? Some of this being the waste of these things anymore?
Why is that?
Is it the state of our nation? Is it the things that's going on around us? No, it ain't. It's the condition of the church.
Amen.
It's our confidence.
It's our belief in our God.
I've been preaching it at the church, and I thank the Lord for
seeing somebody by this morning and preach the same thing I've been preaching. It just shows the many things.
I asked the church back before we went into revival. I said, how many Joshua and Caleb did we got in here? I'm going to tell you what. We've got more coming back with a bad witness than we do Joshua and Caleb down at the house of God anymore.
Amen.
We've got the wandering around in the wilderness, hey, and can't get out, hey, because there's so much unbelief down at the house of God.
Amen.
And he never once went aside from that.
We get up, we back up, we don't get far in the hell of time you talking about.
We're scared to death. We're old Peter out on the water. Lord, let me come to you. We get a few steps in, we start looking at the wave, we start seeing the lightning, we start hearing the thunder. The next thing you know, we're caught up in the storm and we're sinking.
I'm
going to tell you what, the Lord ain't lost one.
You might be going down. You might have got your eyes on the storm.
But I promise you this, faith of Jesus with his hand outstretched.
Amen.
This is the book of encouragement right here.
I thought going back to this before we went into a revival. Don't show me that. I told them not to come. Before they tell me,
I said, I feel like David running towards Goliath.
Yeah. I said, I've got my hand in the shepherd's pouch, and I'm never going to drop my feet now. It's getting me to lay down on this church.
Bless you, Lord.
Because we talked about that, Lord, our dealing with on this country. And all I've done is come down here tonight, David, get your hand in the shepherd's pouch. I promise you, brother, there's 66 books right there. Ain't a whole pouch full of stones right there. Hey,
and whatever your giant is, there's one in there. That'll break him down.
Amen.
How did David go towards Goliath? Sneaking. He went to running.
Church, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, get off your pews and get to running.
Bless you, Lord.
There's a shout to be let out there.
Bless you,
Lord. Don't break my feet.
ain't gonna see it. Thank God. You listen to my God. Don't you listen to that liar.
All Israel never thought the giant was coming down.
Well, let's go down there now. Let's go down there and fight in a small land.
Yeah.
But every time the giant poked his head out,
yeah,
he laid off the courage.
You might be fighting a few small battles. You can take every chance. You might even live to battle as well.
You may have your prayer closet at the house. I'm 20 years old right now. Married and getting married. But I stand in the church every Sunday.
And in the Wednesday. And that's the only way to be excited.
And I don't say this boastfully because it ain't me.
And I hope you have been there by me. And I feel this little old man. And then come to the pastor that church for the way I am. I have many years to. When I went in, I saw those faces that had been there.
Thank you, Lord.
Many a time I stood up there, brother.
Lord, get the preaching.
Lord, get the deal, and he'd get the drawing. And I'd see their faces, and they looked cold as a wedge.
Oh, the Lord had shown me. He'd say, son, they're coming. Hey,
and the old carnal part of me'd say, they'd be listening. They ain't nothing to have to learn.
Hey, I wasn't preaching straight through to them, but I'm telling you, the Lord will let you see somebody.
Amen. He said, son, you keep your eyes on me and quit looking at me.
Amen.
He might be telling you to be hostile, brother. But he might be telling you to be hostile.
Yes, bless you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I had confidence
in this God.
I'm going to tell you this.
That's all the gospel has. There's a nice good way in it. And there's a little gospel in front of us over about 40 years. And there's just a time.
Yeah.
You want to go to the hill of and all that, so everybody left the flat and get on over here and thing? Won't we get on over and see the pharmacy? We got to get over.
And believe God and believe His promises. You go over and read about the day of qualification.
Yes. And you will make God mad by believing.
You will make God mad, don't trust Him. I'm going to tell you, church, may be few in number.
You just keep on that. Lord, pop in one of them. Keep it on here. Them big old wild cities.
Hey, them big old giants that make you look like a grasshopper.
Hey, you go in and you'll see a fire. You'll be like old David.
You'll be running with your hand in the shepherd's pouch.
He didn't have to lay his hands on that old giant. No, he didn't have to get close to it. I want you to realize today, you ain't going to have to fight this battle.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. You just let the Lord stand silent with each other.
And you watch that old giant fall.
I'm going to tell you the basics.
He's preaching to the Sunday school. No, I tell you what, I'm preaching always.
Listen to me.
We got to believe the Lord, people.
Yeah. We got to trust Him. I told you, I say it again all the time at the church.
My favorite scripture is 15th chapter of John.
We can't die without knowing the name.
That's the first scripture from the time I got saved that the Lord opened up on me.
And I said another time, I remember that same scripture the whole world comes. But I give you. The Lord opened up that second scripture. And He knows you can't do nothing without me.
From 50 years old, I'm still here, you know. I realize I can't do that.
But I we're not going to see our people saved without Him.
But you know what? When old David,
now he ran into the battle.
Think about you. When you think about your world, your life,
and you're going to let something push you and your walk and your mind. He changed the whole world, right?
But he believed all the way that God was going to bring him down.
That's
not a city that's gone too far.
Really,
to keep the man out of there.
God's trying to get the Holy Ghost. I lay back in the way they do that. I lay back, left and back, and then run that way. But there is no line, no line.
But you know how they got to that state?
I'm
going to tell you what. If the Lord's not there, they can't. If God's a dealing, there's hope.
It probably does.
If there's enough book to back it up, I'll stand
by
it. I say it a whole lot of people say it.
Nothing
he did. Just right here, can't bring it down.
We all believe. We believe all of our days the Lord is going to get right. We got family. We sure did.
Even David. You know what happened when David slew Goliath? I probably quoted this. I don't know how many times before the last day of that staff, they can't keep me.
Amen.
Lord. Lord, I tell you this, Lord, we're here. We want you people to get encouraged. Help the house of God. We want you people to see the people get in the battle. David was a leader anointed of God.
Even the one that went down there anointed probably didn't look like one of the opinions.
I can't do that. I'm going to tell you, there's something for every one of us that has to God to do.
Amen.
I should be.
Amen.
I had heard that I left from my family to go to the family. The family to the next couple of children I left to the family to the because it's been real. No. Until we need it to hold us up.
And get saved.
We'll all get in this thing. There's a part for that. If you just get some of the members, then you can grab a hand. They can hold up an arm one another. They strength. They strength. Like I said, they sent me down here. Maybe just for a few words.